Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. On a Wednesday, we are coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up next hour, you're going to hear from the guy that makes the show possible, Larry Lasky, CEO of Frog Lube. We're going to talk about all things according to Frog Lube. Yeah. Now, late announcement. I like to put out my. I've started this thing where I put my guests out on Amaland the week before, day by day. And well, yesterday I got a call, and Friday, which was the only open day I had this week, Friday is no longer open. On Friday, we're going to have an hour with Uncle Ted himself. Ted Nugent is going to join us in his pre-NRA convention. He wants to have his pre-NRA convention conniption fit here, and we're going to have it with him. We're going to build up some good old-fashioned Second Amendment fury. That'll be Friday at 10 a.m. He'll be spending the whole hour with us. So Uncle Ted back. First time since I've been at Genesis. He'll be back with me for the first time. In between now and then, this has come up. I look at the media, and I find the media to be largely, first of all, uninformed, and secondly, completely anti-gun. And that has a lot to do with where they are, for the most part, and where how they've been brought up, and how they've been educated, and everything else. But it's a learned behavior on their part. And for those of us who think that the media is anti-firearm, this little thing that's coming up at the Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism, and this is the vaunted New York institution that hands out the Pulitzer Prizes, they're sponsoring a session through its Dart Center for Journalism and Trauma. This is going to be bankrolled by Everytown for Gun Safety, a la Michael Bloomberg. This is going to be a series of speakers who have been lined up, and critics say it ensures reporters will be peppered with an anti-Second Amendment message. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center and a frequent opinion writer at FoxNews.com, as an example, said of the 15 speakers at the workshop to train journalists, 13 are gun control advocates. All the academic researchers who look at the safety and crime aspects of guns and all the law enforcement are strong gun control advocates. Journalism schools are supposed to train journalists to present both sides of the issue, not just present the views of their donors, in this case, Michael Bloomberg. That's coming up. And you know what, that's fine. I don't expect, you know, there's certain members of the press that get out there and they understand guns, and they're primarily out there in what they refer to as flyover country, which is, you know, I refer to it as the majority of the country, the biggest part of the United States, you know. Because there is a group of people out there, if you're not in New York and you're not in Los Angeles, of course, you're just in flyover country. Because, you know, the only place to go is those two places. Well, I told you how I feel about those two places. There's the name of this little confab is going to be called Covering Guns and Gun Violence. And this is promising to help the beat reporters in the trenches make sense of crimes that involve shooting. And from the workshop description, it sort of appears that the DART Center sees most, if not all, gun crimes as part of one much bigger story. And it's all anti-gun. It all pushes back to anti-guns. We don't need guns. That's what it pushes back. They're going to be trapped in narrow, deadline-driven beats with little time to develop any expert source and or investigative handle or broader perspective. According to Bruce Shapiro of the DART Center, newsrooms are unprepared for the overwhelming, spasmodic tragedy of mass shootings. I don't understand how that could be because those things happen so very rarely. Continues that gun violence is too often viewed in isolation as random, as a random, inevitable tragedy rather than part of a wider phenomenon with complex causes but amenable to prevention efforts, which means gun control. And, they're going to have this, they're going to push this out, and this is all part and parcel to shape the hearts and minds of the low-info voter. You know, those of you who don't get on the Burr Lives Express with me from time to time, I'm going to make that a regular thing, the Burr Lives Express. We'll probably travel on that tomorrow. But this is to take, you know, the overwhelming majority of adults here in the United States today own guns. Overwhelming. So they're going after the youths of America, and they're going after the ones, the adults, the minority of adults that don't own guns in America. They might say it would be like a narrow majority of American adults own guns when we, you know, you're talking 20 million people, but you know, it's a narrow majority. DART Center officials have told FoxNews.com that every town for gun safety has no input on the content that will be discussed. I don't believe it. I don't believe it simply based upon the people they invited there. If they had half and half, if they had a pro-gunner and anti-gunner, and a pro-gunner and an anti-gunner, if they peppered it that way, that'd be one thing. If they had a point-counterpoint, that'd be another thing. Getting out there and having 13 of 15 speakers being anti-gun, this is agenda-driven. This is not news. It's not journalism. Getting out there and calling it journalism is malfeasance. Malfeasance. They got people like Clarence Dupnick. You've never heard of Clarence Dupnick? He is the sheriff of Pima County, Arizona. He's the one that looked the other way when Jared Lee Loeffner should have been arrested because he knew Jared Lee's mom because she too worked for the county. Now they do have David Koppel and S.E. Cupp, fairly conservative people. But they've got Jim McMillan, the program manager for the Center for Public Interest Journalism at Temple University in Philadelphia. Don't exactly know what his chops are, but I'm pretty sure they're fairly anti-gun. Rosanna Ander, executive director of the University of Chicago Crime Lab and Urban Education Lab. I'm pretty sure I know which side of the, you know, of the tennis court she comes down on. An application page on the DART Center's website states that the workshop is only open to 30 individuals who will be selected by an application process and partial travel expenses being covered for at least 15 of the participants. Read that to be people that already think the way they think. They're just going to give them some new talking points that they maybe haven't considered. But they say this program includes a diverse and wide-ranging group of speakers, including several of the most prominent voices in the country, associated with the gun rights side of policy debates, as well as others with a range of perspectives. There is no party line. That's poppycock. And that's all beside the point. This isn't journalism. You want to see journalism. Journalism is a very simple, it's a dull thing, really. But it's a very simple thing. But, All in all, this is going to be a Bloomberg occasion where they give out the Pulitzers. Enjoy. It should be very nice seating anyway for those 30 lucky individuals. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube. Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up next hour, he makes the show possible. Larry Lasky, the CEO of Frog Lube. He's the one that provides the Frog Lube. Performance Made in the USA studio. We're going to talk about Frog Lube and the world according to Frog Lube. Pistol shooting. Pistol shooting is a thing about accuracy. And especially in the hands of a defender, it's got to be about accuracy. There's a lot. And you know what? We talked a lot about technique with, you know, about doing this and about doing that with Trek. And we talked about some other things with Aaron Cowan. And next week we're going to talk with Aaron Cowan again about how to create space. But the end-all be-all in a defensive shooting is being able to hit your target only. Being able to do that does take a little bit of training, and there's a, you know, there's a lot of people out there, various people that will either claim to be or be acclaimed as experts in shooting. And I've got a few tips from some experts, if you will. And but I'm going to give you my tip, okay? I'm going to give you my tip first and foremost. My tip is know your weapon and know your trigger. And of all things that you do that you try to duplicate when you're on the firing line, your trigger pull should be the same every time. Now, for those of you that are going to jump around from a Glock to a 1911 to a Springfield to a SIG, I don't know what to tell you because you're dealing with four different animals there. This is why I have four guns that I play around with and I carry, okay, that I, you know, I... When I say I play around with them, I, you know, sometimes it's this gun and sometimes it's that gun. All four of them are Glock 9mm. With the exception of the Salient Glock 34, all four of them have stock 3.5-pound triggers, or stock 3.5-pound trigger connectors from the Glock 34. Now, I have that and they feel close enough to each other to where I sit here, and I mean, when I'm sitting here doing show prep, when I'm sitting here doing press releases, when I'm sitting here getting a guest, I'm sitting here doing dry fire trigger resets over and over. Over and over. So if you are concerned with accuracy, I would, with me, I have found that the trigger control is 90-some-odd% of your accuracy. And if you can control your trigger, the other things, you know, you've got to think of the other things as far as, am I shooting one-handed? Am I shooting two-handed? Am I moving? Am I backing up? Am I going forward? Or am I on my back? All of those things are collateral to the way you treat the trigger. That's my advice. Everybody else's advice is much shorter. because they're experts. I don't know that I would say I'm an expert. I train and I try to do the right thing, but I wouldn't get out there, and if somebody starts sending me around to be an expert, I'm going to have to study. Coming from Masad Ayub, he says at 4 yards, the shooter doesn't kid himself about whether or not human error was involved. With him, this is about a focus drill, where he's shooting at a target at 4 to 5 yards. The objective here is every bullet in the same hole, done at close range. Because a hit 3 inches out at 25 yards could be attributed to the gun or ammo, but at 4 yards, the shooter doesn't kid himself about whether or not human error was involved. The 4 yards is actually a little bit longer out than the average gunfight that I've read about. Most of the average gunfights I've read about occur at 7 to 10 feet. But Masad does study quite a few of these things, so I'm very happy to take his advice. Coming from Julie Galoob, Secret is accepting that movement I see in the sights, holding them as close as I can to my aiming mark and being smooth on the trigger like I am dragging my finger through thick peanut butter. I understand what she's trying to say. She's basically trying to say what I'm trying to say. Concentrating on that front sight, concentrating on that front sight being blurred, your target being sharp, and that nice, smooth trigger pull, like it's going through peanut butter. I've never heard of, which means nothing. Being fast is getting the gun out of the holster and making hits is important. Why? For competition, every tenth of a second counts. If you're training in competition to get your gun out and get it going, you're fighting a clock. And in a gunfight, This is one of the problems. This is one of the things I like about competition training in a gunfight. Normally, those who are shooting first are probably going to win if they're hitting. Bryce Towsley is a field editor for NRA's American Rifleman and American Hunter and Shooting Illustrated magazines, as well as a columnist for Gun Digest. From Chris Chang of Top Shot, after you've got your sights aligned, slowly squeeze the trigger. If your squeeze is slow and smooth, then the coin will stay on. What he's talking about is taking like a quarter or a nickel. Anything smaller than that is cheating. Put it on the end of your barrel of your long gun, preferably your AR-15. Make sure the gun is back and ready to fire, as in battery, if you will. Ready to fire, cocked and locked, locked and loaded, whatever, however you want to pull it. And dry fire it. And the object here is to not let the coin fall off of the barrel. If your trigger pull is smooth, it will not fall off the barrel. If you snatch it, it will fall off the barrel. The movement of the gun when you pull the trigger is not going to do it. The only thing that will do it is snatching the trigger. This is a very old trick. This is something they taught us in the 80s in the military. The quarter trick. Coming from Peter Burlingame. He says each trigger being different requires the shooter to really pay attention to how he is controlling it. This is the whole thing about carrying the same platform. I know on YouTube there's nobody going, well, I carry the same gun every day, and that's the only gun you're ever going to see in these videos. They're reviewing a different gun every day, and that's what they do. But for carry, okay, you need to settle on a weapon or a platform, and that needs to be what you carry. And then you need to train with it. But like, since I'm carrying the Glock 9mm family, as long as I'm training with the 26, the 19, or the 17, I'm getting the same thing. The only wild card in that equation is the 34, which is a salient. And, different trigger altogether. Mr. Burlingame is the president of Self Defense Initiative, Inc. And he has a YouTube channel. You know, it's all down to practice. So practice. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Q.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I saw an article this morning. It had nothing to do with us, but it was interesting because it was talking about the top 40 conservative websites in the United States today. And it was interesting not for who was on it, but for who was not on it. Now, you would think out of 40 websites that they would, you know, maybe there would be something from at least the NRA on there, which is the NRA is de facto in a lot of cases when you're talking about gun rights. And that's because they are the 800-pound gorilla in the room. They're capable of much more than they do, but they do, you know, they do function. And I didn't see anything about that on there. I saw the usual suspects, Red State. And number one, Fox News. I don't get that at all. Fox News says things like assault weapons and gun violence and all these other things all the time using gun control vernacular as something as if this is mainstream speech instead of talking points. And they use it in their reports because Fox News, like most of the major news outlets that have a television presence, they're located in New York. They don't know any better. Tucker Carlson, he has sort of a clue. I have to give Tucker a little bit of credit on that. But beyond that, the rest of them, none. Now, I bring this up because a lot of people get out there and they look at a lot of different things and they say, this guy is this, you know, this guy is the guy to listen to and that guy is the guy to listen to. And That's not my job to tell you who or who is not the one to listen to. If you don't think I'm the one to listen to, that's fine. Perfectly good with me. However, I do believe that there is a subterfuge that operates in a lot of cases within media that a lot of people are unaware of. Now, there's the guy who actually started the podcasting concept, Adam Curry, has a podcast called No Agenda, and he is convinced that Fox News is owned by a bunch of liberal Democrats somewhere, somehow, some way, on some level. I'm not the one to suggest that he's not telling the truth. Out there today, if you're not listening to me, some of you are going to twirl your dial and try to find Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh or Dave Ramsey or a few other guys. And these guys are all products of something called the Premier Radio Network. Premier Radio Network is a product, part and parcel of a company, a gigantic radio conglomerate called Clear Channel. Now, Clear Channel owns the radio market when it comes to the top three, top five. They have the biggest hosts out there. But they also have something else going on. This coming Tuesday, Stop Handgun Violence is going to be saturating highway signs in Massachusetts at three dozen locations across the state. This is to combat the fact that a sign in Massachusetts, a big billboard that's been there for a while, the federal assault weapons ban now, shame on Congress, kids killed by guns since the 2010 election. It's got a clock counter on there. That's coming down because the owner of the building has sold the building, and now that the new owners of the building want that sign to come down. So there's going to be some new, three dozen new billboards. I have purchased six billboards for 90 days, and I can tell you these are not coming cheap. Six cost me $16,000. So they're going to purchase 36. And I don't know for how long. The billboards are going to read, "We're not anti-gun, we're pro-life. Massachusetts gun laws save lives." And it's going to feature a Bushmaster AR-15 with a white surrender flag poking out of the barrel. The billboard space was donated. The billboard space was donated by Clear Channel and Logan Communications and Total Outdoor and Outfront Media. Clear Channel Outdoor Holdings is a public subsidiary of iHeartMedia. And it is one of the world's largest outdoor advertising corporations. The company is headquartered in San Antonio, Texas. Clear Channel has a gigantic footprint in terrestrial radio and a pretty big one in satellite radio. And it seems like as it would seem that they would not, you know, that they would just bypass anti-gun advertising. And they certainly wouldn't give it to him for free. A big question I would have to ask is, why are you so inclined to alienate the American heartland? Now, this in Boston, the statewide civilian disarmament campaign is the brainchild of John Rosenthal, the co-founder of Stop Handgun Violence. He was the one that had the ginormous anti-gun billboard on one of his buildings off the highway near Fenway. He sold the building, and the new owners want the anti-gun prop to be taken down. Clear Channel, their Boston operation, reached out to Rosenthal. Somewhere coming out of there, we got this statement. "When we realized that he would no longer have his billboard to get out the message about gun control, we offered to utilize some of our space," said Stephen Ross, president of the Boston division of Clear Channel Outdoor. "It was easy for us to make a huge impact on such an important message." So now you know. The parent company of your broadcast heroes, who everybody, you know, when you look at the whoever is in the top five, top ten, whatever it is, and I mean, don't get me wrong, there's some Genesis Communications people that are right up in there, but they're not Clear Channel products or Genesis Communications products, but Clear Channel, Premier Radio Networks, is supporting anti-gun propaganda in the background. I mean, I'm sure when you're driving down the road and you see a billboard, your focus is going to be what's on the billboard and not who owns the billboard, because that very rarely comes out. They might have, even if it says Outdoor Media Inc. on the bottom of it, you're not really sitting there thinking, Outdoor Media Inc., I've heard of them. You're not. It's one of those disconnects. Because you're looking for the content. Advertising and billboards are delivering content, so you're looking for the content. Sometimes those billboards say, this billboard available. Not very interesting. Your biggest purveyor and provider of quote-unquote conservative content is anti-gun. Okay? I don't know how San Antonio, Texas, how their parent office feels about it. I know how their Boston office feels about it. They think it's a very important message. It may be the fact that they have grown up in Boston, where since Boston's gun control laws have been in place, gun ownership has gone down about 80%. It's very hard to get a gun in Boston. Like they said, everything is illegal in Massachusetts. So maybe that's what it's about. I don't know. But I do know that your heroes that enrich Clear Channel are now, through a few degrees of separation, they're back in gun control. I mean, if I found out about this and I was Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh, I'd be very concerned about my reputation. And we're going to see how that plays, because I'm going to figure out a way to reach out to one of those guys and see what they have to say about it. Because every now and again, you got to stand somewhere. Take a stand. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 800-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This coming up next, we're going to be joined by the CEO of Frog Lube, Larry Lasky, and he's the guy that makes all this happen. I'm going to give you a little... You hear about these surveys all the time where the anti-gunners say, 36%, 50%, 99%, you hear about this all the time. I'm going to give you my question that I would ask a bunch of people in an area with a college, because I think college students, if they're of age and if they've gotten the proper credentials, should be allowed to carry a gun on campus. I'm sorry. I don't think that campus is some magical candy land, which we all know is not immune to crime. Crime happens all over the place on college campuses. My question is, should college students be allowed to defend themselves on campus? That's it. That's all the question is. So that means if a college student wants to use a pool cue to defend himself, that's fine. And in most cases, it is fine, but not with a gun. Now, here's the same question, in the same moment, the anti-gun question that needs to be put out there, and this is just an example. Should the pimply-faced delinquent who went off to college and got stoned the first time he was away from home be given a gun to play with at school? And you can choose from the following. Yes. No. Give us your credit card number and help us outlaw the NRA today. And that's just a sample question. This is the propaganda game. This is how it's played. It's bait and switch. But here's another bait and switch. Why shouldn't we ban guns on campus? Are you catching the hidden assumption? You don't really keep guns off campus any more than they stop drugs or robbery or rape on campus. That's already prohibited on campus. It's prohibited outside of campus. Are you getting sensitized to it yet? Do you have children in college? Now that you're aware of the propaganda of false alternatives, listen carefully to the next gun ban argument and see if I'm exaggerating with this. And when you do, please keep these facts in mind. Licensed concealed carry holders are all over 21 years old, and they all have no criminal history, and they carry almost everywhere else surrounding a college. A college becomes an island, a gun-free island. Concealed carry holders are less violent and more law-abiding than the police. Seven states which allow campus carry have seen a drop in crime on campuses. And these are all facts rather than some sort of speculation. This is also something the gun ban groups always forget to mention. They never forget to not forget to not say that. So what about you? When I'm 54 years old. Like if I'm in Columbia and I'm coming out of certain parts of Columbia, inadvertently I'm driving on a college campus in certain parts of Columbia, South Carolina. Driving on, and there's more than one, and I am not disarming. I'm not going to know the border. I'm not going to know the demilitarized zone boundary. I'm going to just drive through it. What about the truck drivers that deliver to colleges? What about taxi cabs? What about the pizza delivery drivers? You know, in Domino's has killed a lot of people with their gun prohibition policy for their delivery drivers, who they send out not knowing if it's legitimate or not. They get a call for a pizza. We want that money. Go take this pizza to this place. We don't know if it's real legitimate. We don't know if you're coming back alive. You can't have a gun, by the way. You can't have a gun. So I'm asking you, as a rational, sentient being, how, if the whole thing is about preventing crime, how does firearms prohibition succeed on campus when drugs and alcohol, when those prohibitions fail every day too? Now, most of the kids that are doing drugs and alcohol are not criminals. They're committing a criminal act, depending on where they live and statute. But they're not, you know, they're not like I would, what, you know, they're not gangbangers or anything like that. Well, at least I hope not. But in it, you know, with especially like in Columbia, South Carolina, the University of South Carolina butts up against Five Points, and Five Points is where they have some of the biggest gang activity in the city. And I'm sure that a lot of the gang activity at Five Points is probably selling drugs to the college students who come down into Five Points because it's trendy and cool and all this other stuff. Five Points during the day, beautiful, picturesque. You'll see people my age there. You'll see the beautiful people. You'll see the trendy people. They got nice outdoor cafes, everything else, all little shops. At nighttime, it becomes a whole different place. At nighttime, it becomes Escape from New York. It becomes Mad Max at nighttime at Five Points. It just changes over altogether. And that's because that's where the customers are. That's right. And they have shootings there all the time, and most of them are never targeted. They're always shooting randomly into a crowd. It is horrible. And yet, throughout colleges, they don't want to allow students, 21-year-old adults and above, to carry guns. So we'll see how that goes. That trend is changing. March 28th, MSNBC's Melissa Harris Perry. This is Melissa Harris Perry. She should just get out and have a show called I Hate White People. and I Hate Republicans. And I Hate People Who Aren't Democrats. I don't know how that would be introduced. But she was looking at Chicago and New York, and she decided that the reason cops live such lives of danger is because of an armed populace, because people carry guns. She failed to note that New York and Detroit, of course, are gun. Were, you know, when they were looking at the DOJ study that she was quoting, they were pretty much gun-free zones for the most part, you know. You know, New York is state with SAFE Act mandates that the very gun control measures rejected on the federal level that she laments are in place, plus some. Police are not getting into shootouts with the fathers of Boy Scouts, and they're not getting into shootouts with a mom who keeps a Glock 42 in her purse when she's taking her daughter to dance class. They're getting into shootouts with criminals and suspected criminals who do not read or even follow gun control laws. Now, on Melissa Harris Perry's show, she had a panel member named John Shane from John Jay College who alluded to these things when he was pointing out the need for context about that which she was speaking. He told her that guns are not a new thing and that they have always been a part of American society and always will and have always been a factor that's trained on in policing tactics. And because he made that point successfully, then Melissa Harris Perry shifted the conversation away from how more law-abiding citizens with guns put police lives in danger and focused instead on how police are racially biased, which, you know, we're back to the title of the show, I Hate White People. She said, I guess part of what I will say is my concern that because of racial stereotyping, it creates implicit bias that for officers who are making a judgment call about whether they are in fear, that an African-American male body can be perceived as more dangerous than it actually empirically is. You know, Melissa, you need to take a look in the mirror. I know you're black. I know you're angry. You need to take a look in the mirror because the very policies that you champion are the policies that get these young black men killed. They're the precipitators for it. Coming up next, the CEO of Frog Lube, Larry Lasky. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.